Hello, you can tell me your story now.
I am Omamu Zoyjala. If the patient is calm saying she has coronavirus, I'm right here in Central Hospital, Warri. On Tuesday last week, I left my house to visit a friend. I had a strong cough, and I decided to go see my friend. When the cough was becoming too strong, my friend said we should go to Otoodu General Hospital. I went there. The nurse, they looked at me and they said, okay, I should go on X-ray for my chest. I went on X-ray at chest laboratory at Otoodu. When the test result came out, they said I had pneumonia. Of which, yes, I had pneumonia 2004. August precisely. And after that, they referred me from Otoodu to Central Hospital Warri. They said, if I come here, I will be well taken care of. When I came to General Hospital Warri, when the doctor, they heard me cough, they all ran away. After running away, I was confused. Like, what's the meaning of this? The next thing, there was one stupid nurse among them. It's a lady. She started shouting, she cannot stay here. She has to go. She has to go. She has to go. I came with my friend. The same person, they publicized that I went with my boyfriend. They said, I have to go. I have to go home. I have to go home. After most talk, my friend and I went to meet the doctor and he said, doctor, what's the meaning of this? The doctor could not defend himself. Even as a matter of fact, they didn't even know what to administer to me. Even when a coronavirus patient is brought before them, they started making stupid calls here and there. None of them could stand as a doctor to defend themselves. At the end of the day, I now called one of the doctors. I said, before coronavirus came into existence, they have been strong cough. What have been the medications for strong cough? The doctor was looking at me. He could not say anything. After much everything and all that, he did not place me on the bed. The doctor later came and he said I should lie down on this awaiting room on a bench. Yeah, they used to attend to all these people that come for eye treatment. When my body was paining me, the next day morning, I went home. When I got to my house, they called me that I should please come back to the hospital. I said, I'm not coming. And when I came, they treated me like a refugee, that I'm not coming back again. So the doctor said I should please come, that they need to attend to me. I came to the hospital. They tossed me up and down. It was later on Saturday evening, at about 7, that was when the doctor came to me. Even the doctor left me. He said, I shouldn't worry, another doctor is coming to attend to me. The doctor was speaking to me from a distance. He doesn't want to come close, saying that their enemy has coronavirus. I didn't say a word. After everything, the manager did some tests on me and he said I should go. I said, okay, when am I getting my results? He said that they're going to put a call across to me. I said, okay, no problem. I went to my house. On Tuesday, I was upstairs when they came to call me that some medical personnel are looking for me. I said, what for? I said, tell them to come upstairs. They came back to tell me that they said they are not coming upstairs. I should come downstairs. I said, they are not serious. They don't want to see me. They can come upstairs. And I'm feeling weak to walk. The next thing, my mom came downstairs. After talking with my mom asked them to call me. I came down. I asked them, what is the problem? How may I help you guys? They said, my result is still positive. I said, which result? Said the corner. I said, can I see the result? They said, I will see the result. Can I see the result? shouldn't worry that we'll see the result. That they will go and come back with their ambulance, take me to Central Hospital. I said, really? I told my mom, I'm not going with them. The man said, if I don't go, that I'll have to contend with the government. I said, yeah, that is what I'm interested about. That I need to see the result. As I speak with you, they came on Tuesday to pick me up. It was the pleading of my mom. That was why I followed them to Central Hospital here. And up till now, I've not seen any results. But yesterday, they publicized my name all over the world. That I have corona. Oh, mama, so inshallah. That enemy has coronavirus. Up till now, the doctors have not come to show me the results. Yes, just yesterday morning, they brought me one kind of local tea and bread. The tea was filled with sugar. I told them I can't take it. When I tasted the tea, the sugar taste of the tea was too much. I told them I'm not going to drink it. So I left it, hoping for my lunch. In the afternoon, at about after one, I went to meet them. I told them I'm hungry, I need to eat. They now said, oh, they asked me, what am I going to eat? I said, I prefer rice and plantain. They asked me, what am I going to eat? I said, I'll prefer rice and plantain. The rice and plantain, I waited till after 6. They did not bring my food. I had to put a call across to my mom. It was when my mom came, I was causing scene. That was when, it was to 7, they dropped my food at the bathroom entrance. They said, you want to carry my food from there. And I told them, I said, since when did people start dropping my food at the bathroom entrance? They said, I should please don't be offended. I said, don't you ever bring my food to the bathroom entrance again. The bathroom and the toilet, the convenient entrance. Don't bring my food through there again. Up till now, I'm still expecting the result. I've not seen the result. So I want to call myself to come to my head to see this thing that I don't have coronavirus. I want to be out of this place. I'm tired of staying in this isolation center. I am not sick of coronavirus. I'm not a coronavirus patient. This is the word from Mamu for inshallah. And whosoever that has written that news about me, I give that person, family, and his generation coronavirus. They will die one after the other. This is the word from Mamu for inshallah.
Hold on. We heard the local government chairman came to see you.
Yes, the news is going viral that Ugeli, not local government chairman, said he came to see me. And that's a big lie. Ugeli, not local government chairman, did not come and see me. I don't know him. He does not know me. We've not seen. Nobody came to see me. I am here all alone. When I went to Oto Udu, it was the doctor that attended to me. They said I should go on a test. I'm an X-ray. I went for the X-ray. So for Ugeli, not local government chairman, to say he came with his team to see me, that is a big scam. It's a lie. It's a political, it's a big lie.
Okay, can you hold on? I want to ask you, are you having running stomach or you are having running nose?
I am not having anything. I'm not having cough break. I'm not having running stomach. I'm not having anything. The only thing I have is cough. And even the cough, the drugs I've taken have subsided the cough, which is normal.
So you're not coughing right now?
I cough once in a while.
You're not having a difficulty to breathe?
I'm not having cough sweat. I'm not having difficulty in breathing.
Okay.
Even when I came here, the AC was high. I stayed under the AC. It was yesterday. I had to put off the farm and leave the AC on.
So what do you want the government and the people to do?
I want them to release me and let me go home. And whoever that has written that story about me, that I have coronavirus, they should rewrite that story again. I want to go and see me. And when he see me, I think he's a medical personnel. He's a doctor. When he sees a coronavirus patient, he should be able to detect it. Okowa should come and see me. I'm tired of staying in the isolation center. I want to go home. I want my freedom to be given to me.
Okay.